Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
What do we mourn when we mourn a TV companion?
By James Poniewozie from the New York Times.
If you're fortunate enough to live long enough, eventually you get the call. But the message is the same. A friend of your youth has died.
The death of Matthew Perry was sad for all the reasons. It is sad when a gifted, nimble, charming performer who has shared his struggles dies too young. But it was deepened by the particular relationship of friends to its audience. If you connected with the show the way the show wanted to connect with you, the weekend's news was a global version of The Call.
Friends never set out to teach anyone about life and death. To its credit, it didn't take itself seriously.
In many ways, its six young adults were closer than family. They explored alternative ways of creating families, including surrogacy and adoption.
Friends became a show about the first decade of adult life. This may be part of the reason it found a perpetually renewing audience. It was about something everyone in any era understands. Beginnings.
And now, here is Two Pizzas, written by Victoria Masteller, directed by Zach Wobensmith, performed live at the Crane Theater, November 6th, 2023.
Go away. Did I stutter?
Give her some grace. She felt a more intense kinship to sarcasm than wit than you.
This is actually the last free day. I've got the movers coming on Thursday.
No one is home. Oh, fucking fine.
We know that isn't the ghost of Christmas past. Primarily because you are agnostic.
Technically, that means we can't know or not know that I am or am not the ghost of Christmas past. I literally did you the mitzvah of letting you into the building.
I think she's at least a martini in.
Oh.
Jen and I are worried. Yes, on a scale from 1 to involved in a cult.
I'm about a 4. okay. Oh, come on!
Seriously, Ash, how about we turn on some lights and maybe Marie Kondo this place after the seance? You promised under the new moon that we could come and grieve and, like, celebrate and maybe get him to talk? You didn't even come out for the doggy costume parade, and that's Dan and yours' favorite.
It's okay. I was able to watch a lot of it vicariously through your Insta story.
But you missed the core guy on. Core guy on. Lion mane? Corgi. Lion tail? Corgi butt? Boom! Core guy on! Mwah!
Instead, you're reenacting Groundhog Day without the BAFTA for Best Supporting Screenplay.
Well, let's start with the easy part, okay?
Eating pizza?
I can have pizza for breakfast, pizza for lunch, pizza for dinner.
Oh my god, Ash, did you actually smile a little?
Wait, but this does remind me that we totally forgot to order pizza.
You're right. If we're going to be the dynamic duo.
Or the Wonder Twins tonight.
But there's 3 of us.
Shh.
Then you're right. We have to order...
2 pizzas!
One of them half with pepperoni, half with mushrooms. And the other half with green peppers and the other half with sausage.
I can't remember my mom's number or my social, but I can remember their order.
Cooling right away.
Okay, let's get this party started! let's see what we've got. God, we really did end up finding a ton. Hell, we've got things from our 2013 costumes.
Guys, I don't know if I can do this. How about you guys get the food for pickup? On me, okay? Oh. I just want to, like, cover myself in 100 layers of clothes and rewatch episodes
Ash,
and just, like...
Ash, we're going to eat the pizza together. We are fully prepared to pull a season 4 episode 12.
And you don't want to get locked in with me for a whole night. My athlete's foot gets particularly popcorn smelly at night.
Oh.
Just call Dan if you want a confirmation.
No.
He'd be happy to tell you about the phenomenon. And yes, I'm getting it checked out by a doctor. You don't want to test the hypothesis tonight.
Plus Thursday. The movers are scheduled to come in seconds.
You know, I've always been a little on the mopey side. In fact, I'm giving myself until the count of three before I get all mopey.
No.
One, I'm so lonely.
No.
Two, I'd kill.
In the box, I found our old stuffed Polly.
Felt good to clean up the spare room so we could have, like, a real work from home office.
Now, Polly might not be as charming as the actor himself, but this monkey doesn't come with a SAG-AFTRA contract. So she was always there for our 2013, our 2017 costumes, and then our zombie vampires version of 2019 costume that I actually think was the monkey's paw that led to 2020 COVID. Not a conspiracy theory, but we did send a weird ripple into the world with a zombie Monica and a vampire Rachel. Oh, hey, the leather pants and a picture of all of us in the actual costumes. Oh, hey. Look, Ash. Aiden is full Joey.
Your brother always got the hair right. Let's definitely get rid of the leather pants after tonight. Dan did a great Ross in 2017, but no need to give him any reason to wear them out and about again.
I'm going to start to lay them out on the ground in, like, a half circle, okay? I think that makes sense to get the energy going.
Ooh. Wait,
I'm sorry, as an English teacher, I can only give you half credit for those pros.
No. Where is the blue shirt?
The Ichiban one?
Which else? Yes, the one my brother wore. We used it in all years, I swear to God.
Again, aren't you agnostic?
Not the time, Jen. I know Dan went through everything, both our apartment and got everything we had. We have the stuffed duck and the stuffed chick. We have got our Geller cup that probably needs a re-glue.
It's not here. We have the little ukulele to represent the guitar. We have the buzzer that when you hit it...
I have, like, a bunch of pantyhose from Naked Guy Party.
Dan only came over here for, like, an hour because I kicked him out to watch both part one and part two alone. Maybe it's here and I didn't notice?
I am opening every single drawer in the kitchen, which makes me feel crazy.
Just do it.
I am. Okay, nothing. Nope, nada.
I see nothing under here. The couch. Wait. That's just old LeMaine.
Oh.
I'm, like, throwing everything from my closet to the bed to see if I just haven't noticed it.
There is nothing in your bathroom other than hair supplies, a bath towel, and what I am assuming is a waterproof vibrator.
13 years of friendship.
I have found nothing. Nothing of the sort. Any sort from your dresser.
How the fuck do we have a stupid turkey hat, but we don't have the stupid fucking Ichiban shirt?
I am ordering a new one as we speak. What size?
Not the same.
Oh, but...
It's not the fucking same. You have your own Marcel the monkey with Polly, who's lasted like 17 different apartments. Jen, how do you move so much? And you and Dan have your whole fucking costume for Rachel and Ross. And me, I have like... 100 mugs of all these fucking friends quotes because, oh my God, never let your extended family know what you like because they'll get you 100. I counted mugs of friends quotes. I seriously have a Central Perk coffee mug for like every day of a leap year in February. Fuck. But the shirt that I know we had in 2019 and like only moved like two different apartments? That one has to go. It was the last thing that I kept of Aiden.
I'm so, so sorry. And now you're going? You're moving for the 100th?
18th?
Jen?
For the 100th fucking time! To Philadelphia! What's so great there, huh?
Consistently clean streets, way less rats. Houses that are actually buyable for middle-class families, parks. They have way more parks. Hey, it's the pizza. Until I was 25, I thought the response to I love you was, oh crap.
Get in the hug.
Oh. Hey, Ash. I'm really sorry, too. I didn't mean to lose it. And I know it was special. I hope all the pictures we have with Aiden can, like, act as a strong second.
I know it isn't the same, but I think we should really continue on. Let's sit and eat.
Let's. Ash, thank you for remembering, like, a key prop for tonight. And not only nutritional, really adds to the vibe, the smell, the whole place is perfumed.
How it would smell in Chandler and Joey's place, for sure.
For sure.
It's not as important as the shirt. But I'm full, and yet I know if I stop eating this, I'll regret it.
I'm opening the wine. Okay. Now that we've all got a glass, let's raise it high and mighty. Ash, I said mighty. To us, the original crew who found each other in hallowed halls of college, who made the move to New York. We did breakups and makeups and did reenact the pivot couch one too many times for my moves. Here's to one last pivot couch.
Here's to one last pivot couch.
Eddie, I thought you liked Three Buck Chuck.
The boxing of all the old costumes and stuff isn't just because my company announced we're keeping to fully remote.
And?
It was just a tiny little itty-bitty lie before it was super confirmed. I'm pregnant.
Oh my God!
I hope that I'm the godfather.
Of course you're the godfather, Ash. Dan and I already agreed. You guys have to put August on your calendar.
Oh.
I really need you guys to be there.
I mean, having a baby before you're 45 in New York City does make you a child bride.
Wow, you're the first in our group. We're gonna have to only talk about Roth IRA and 401ks and smoke cigars now that you're like a full-fledged real adult.
I do wish your brother could have been here to teach our little one how to awkwardly dance.
The kid's dad is Dan, so I think that's covered, but I do wish, of course, that he could be here. Let's actually light the candles.
Whoever ordered St. Friend's candles, kudos to you.
It's just obviously missing Joey's shirt. We've got Ross's pants, Rachel's Ralph Lauren, Monica's beads, which didn't age well, Phoebe's guitar, and Chandler's brown suede jacket. I just wish we weren't missing his shirt. It would make it feel like he's here for it. For, like, you moving to the first house that you actually own, and for, like, you being the first to celebrate growing our family.
Wait. I found it! He's been here this whole time.
This has been Two Pizzas, written by Victoria Masteller. Directed by Zach Wobensmith.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get everyone up on stage.
Featuring Aaron Soler, Dara Swisher, and Olivia Webb. With live Foley by Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, November 6th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook.